Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, Fantasy Sports today in this hour number two, we cover a number of interesting topics that include trying to surf through the minor leagues and find the next players that could come up and help you on your team. We'll have that discussion. Also, Michael Waldo from Fantastics Fantasy Baseball will join us. And, of course, we will always take your calls at 844-843-6879. Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Gone. Oh, he caught. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
For David Fletcher, you can find a better player. I mean, let's face it. If he hits 270 with five home runs and five steals for the rest of the season, you could consider that good. I think he's got less than 30 RBIs. He's got 5-5 now. If he can duplicate what he does, but that's not a great fantasy player right there.
Clint Frazier? I find it very hard to believe with the patience that Ryan Cashman has shown and that organization has shown that they're just going to punt this kid regardless of attitude or anything else that's being said out there. I really don't know. I don't cover the Yankees, so I have no clue. But I would think that if they were going to make a trade like this, first of all, it would be in the offseason. I don't think I would do it in the middle of the season. That's number one. And number two, it would be for somebody that you know is a top prospect or somebody who's going to be with you long term. Frazier's a good player, and he came up and played well. The Yankees just happen to be stacked, and there's nothing that he's going to be able to do about that. They have too many players, and they have too many players under big contracts.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you. Hour number two, if you're listening live on the FNTSY app, as well as the iHeartRadio app, or even on our website, fantasysportsnetwork.com. It's great to be with you here on this Friday. If you're listening on demand, let me know where and how you're listening. I'm always curious as to which app you choose, whether it is the iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or audioboom.com. Let me know at Craig Mish. I'm curious because, you know, what I find myself doing now is actually, in addition to sending people that I know the app through text and telling them this is how you listen to the new show, a lot of my old listeners now listening to the show today, I like to send them the different kinds of apps that they could listen to. So I really get a good feel as to the different ways that you can listen, and that's the fun thing about podcasts now is the ability to listen virtually everywhere and anywhere. And so feel free to send me a message at Craig Mish on Twitter. That's how you get me. In hour number one of the show, we talked about a couple of the nice young starters who made their debuts last night and had some pretty good success, one win and one no decision. We had Lenny Melnick on the show as well. So those are the things that you certainly can hear when you hit us up on demand. But what we're going to do this hour is dive into some of the younger players in fantasy as they go. We'll talk about some players that you could potentially pick up. Michael Waldo will join us in about 20 minutes from now. Updates on baseball today. Dallas Keuchel makes his debut for the Atlanta Braves in the 2019 season. We'll talk a little bit more about Keuchel here on the show, what you could expect his numbers to be at the end of the year. Aaron Judge, a sight for sore eyes for a lot of fantasy owners. When you take somebody like Aaron Judge at the beginning of the season, you expect no less than 35 to 40 home runs. That's what he does. And to have him basically on the shelf for a month plus was suboptimal. The good news is he is back. Stanton is already there. We know Sanchez is having a big year. Yankees have done a really nice job keeping everybody focused without having some of the big bats in their lineup. That would include Andujar as well, Severino, their pitcher. They've just really done a nice job. Curious to see if they can maintain it now and maintain that focus and keep it going. From a fantasy perspective, if you have Judge or you have Stan, you're getting them back in your lineup immediately. There's no waiting for me on Aaron Judge. I am personally waiting on information for those of you who are playing in deeper leagues on Garrett Cooper of the Miami Marlins. You guys know by now I cover the Marlins here locally in South Florida. Some of you may have picked Cooper up, and he suffered an injury last night to his triceps. Initially, this spurred from him running into the tarp, catching a pop foul ball. He missed the game on Wednesday. He started the game yesterday, actually doubled, and then came out of the game. So certainly we're waiting for MRI results on him. And if they are not favorable, that would mean that those of you who picked him up and have been getting the fruits of the reward of that over the last 2 weeks are going to have to put him back on the bench. And I'm guessing that there's a chance of that happening, but certainly we'll update that for you if I get any texts or information on that throughout the show. Otherwise, be sure to follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio or at SportsGrid at Craig Mish. Those are the places where we do our reporting, and we'll update you on that as well. One-day baseball game about to get started in about an hour from now. It is the Mets and Cubs. Wrigley still does that 2:20 Eastern, 1:20 Central afternoon game every once in a while. I remember, I'm so old, I remember when they didn't have lights there. How about that? Guess that's dating me just a little bit. But the Cubs have basically been better than I thought. Now, they don't have Jason Hayward in the lineup today. They've sat him for whatever reason. They will have Wilson Contreras. And what a year he is having. He's been the best catcher. Is it safe to say he's the best catcher in fantasy? 390 OBP? Playing in an OBP league, this guy's crushing it 40% of the time. 15 home runs, 42 runs driven in. And he went through a little bit of a slump at the end of May and into June, but he's back at it again. Last seven games, 2 home runs, 7 runs driven in. He's got hits in 3 straight games as well. I thought coming off the season that he had last year, there was a chance that maybe he overachieved 2 years ago. But taking a shot on him in fantasy clearly paid off, no doubt about that. NBA draft last night, Zion Williamson, number one pick overall. That was no big surprise there. Of course, now that the NBA draft is in the rearview mirror, essentially we have 2 months until we have the first college football game of the season. We're 2 months away. Almost 3 months away from the NFL, but 2 months away from college. So we'll bring in my buddy John Lobb. He'll come on the show, and we'll do some college fantasy when we hit the month of July. Speaking of which, I will be broadcasting from New York in the month of July at the FNTSY studios. Looking forward to doing that with you as well. But coming up next, we'll dive into some minor league prospects on our Friday minor league report. Craig Mish here on FNTSY. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need to car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
The morning after.
So Reed Forgrave has, you know, winners and losers of the NBA draft. And I'm wondering, you work for CBSSportsLine.com. You wrote this article and probably made about $60 to do it. I'm just wondering, like, what makes him qualified to state who the winners and losers are when he probably can't hit a free throw on a Nike office net.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
If you're serious about fantasy football, it's never too early to start preparing for the 2019 season. Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Matic and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge, regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. Great to be back with you. Craig Mish here on FNTSY. Mike Waldo coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Let's dive into some potential minor leaguers that you can add to your fantasy baseball roster either this year or next year or maybe even in the future, because I think that we love to dive into rookies and see what they end up being. Now, remember, there are guys that came up this year, Austin Riley. They come up, they hit right away. Not a bad idea to stash these for late in the season or next year. So the one that I think that is probably the closest to coming up, and of course we really don't know what he's going to end up being at the big league level, is Blue Jays infield prospect Bo Bichette, who's on the Toronto Blue Jays. We know they're going nowhere. They're 21 games under 500. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is in the big leagues. His results have been okay. Not great, not bad. They've been okay. Bo Bichette brings some pop. He went 3-for-5 yesterday, hit a home run. He's in Triple A now. He had missed some time earlier this season. He fractured his hand. It looks like he is full go now. Kevin Biggio's playing every day. Guerrero's playing every day. I would think that you will see Bichette play every day as well at some point. And I think that worthy of a pickup and a stash, I would think that there's a chance that he's close and he could come up and do some damage. The Padres have another possibility of a future pitcher. Logan Allen, as you know, came up this week and did a really good job. Their top prospect, his name is Mackenzie Gore. He's 20 years old, and he has struck out 74 batters in 49 innings. I'm not sure if he is the best pitching prospect in all of baseball, and I think without the injury to Casey Mize, I think you certainly could put him in that category. Forrest Whitley, although he's had a rough year, you couldn't put him in that category too. Gore is more of a dynasty hit, I think. But I am certainly interested in all keeper leagues to make sure that I roster him and hang on to him, because I think that he is going to be a very big impact player. Padres have done a really nice job in the last few years when they were kind of in that rebuilding mode to now get back to that next level. And I would think that 2020 would be a year that they want to compete. I don't know that they can compete with the Rockies and the Dodgers this year, but 2020 would seem to be realistic for him. Joe Adell is one of the best prospects in all of baseball, top five guy. Adell has been hurt since the beginning of the year. He came back and is hitting 343 with four home runs. And in terms of outfielders in Double A, he may be the best offensive prospect in all of baseball. He'll be probably playing in the Futures game again, although he's missed some time. I don't know how they'll handle that. But Adell 2020, my guess would be his debut. If the Angels fall out of it and trade some players, would they call him up in September for a cup of coffee? I think there's a chance of that. So let's keep an eye on Adell as we move forward. Another player who has been popping the ball out is Eason Diaz of the Miami Marlins, second base prospect. He hit two more home runs yesterday, so that gives him 16 on the season, and Diaz is a second baseman. So once Miami gives him the opening day nod in 2020, he'll be an everyday guy. I suppose for 2019, the idea would be somehow Starlin Castro, their second baseman, is moved maybe either at the deadline or in August or even September. And then my guess is you'll get a chance to see Diaz, but not a bad keeper option too. If you're looking at a projection of maybe 15 home runs from a big league second baseman next year, I certainly think that there is a chance that he can do that. Lenny did mention a player that I wanted to talk about a little bit also with the Indians maybe needing a little bit of a boost. Bobby Bradley is on the Cleveland Indians. He's playing right now in Columbus. He hit two more home runs last night. And as crazy as this would seem for a minor league hitter, Bradley has three different two home run games this month in AAA. So let me say that again. He has hit two home runs in three different games in the minor leagues this month. The 14th of June, the 16th of June, and the 20th of June. You aren't going to find more players in all of the minor leagues with more power than Bobby Bradley. He's got 24 home runs in 66 games. He hit 27 last year in 129 games. 2017, 23. 2016, 29. But the issue with him is there's just almost no play discipline whatsoever. Like none. 148 Ks last year in 483 at-bats. Wow. This year, 89 strikeouts in 254 at-bats. If you could live with it, then call him up. He's going to hit home runs. He's going to hit long bombs. And I think that he's probably close to coming up, and Lenny made a good point with him. But there are certainly going to be some heavy strikeout totals coming from Bobby Bradley. And those are just some names that you can add right now in no particular order, just kind of finding different players to call up and add and that's kind of the way that I envision it. Also, don't forget that you can vote on our You Make the Call segment. And let's take a look here, Chris, where we're at here on our You Make the Call. You can vote right now at FNTSY Radio. And the three options for you, and this will be for our final segment on Friday, 1:40 Eastern. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Okay. Chris, what do you got? How's the voting going so far?
So it looks like most people want to talk about the type of people like LeVar Ball that should not be on TV anymore.
Okay.
44%.
Still have the choice. I'll do start-sit pitchers this weekend. Oscar Mercado, is he legit? And as Chris mentioned, the other option are just people on TV that you don't want to see anymore. LeVar Ball, I think, kind of is in that category. And we'll see if we can come up with some other names of people that you don't want to have in there anymore. The hot topic that has been percolating in baseball over the last 24 hours is this idea that the Rays could end up playing some home games in Montreal. I remember here in Miami many years ago before the Marlins had a new stadium that stories came out that the Marlins franchise could potentially relocate to San Antonio, Texas. I think that this is just simply a pressure play for the city of St. Pete or the city of Tampa to get a deal done so a new stadium is built. There are merits to playing in Montreal. There's no doubt that the great people in Canada will support a team there. But how could you possibly think that free agents would want to come play for this? A half city franchise? You get half your games at home, and then you got to go live in Montreal. Like, how about your kids and babysitters and animals and all? I don't get it. Like, I know that in daily life, we sometimes have to make those decisions in life where we have to travel for a living, and I get it, and I respect that for people who have to do that. like the movie Up in the Air with George Clooney. Like, I get it. A lot of people are on the road in their life, but they don't have a choice. There's a choice here. If you want to play in Montreal, just do yourself a favor. Go play in Montreal. Go rebuild that franchise as the Montreal Expos again. At the end of the line there, it was very ugly. The stadium was decrepit. No one was going to the games. Just be sure that your fan base is going to support this thing this time around, because it faded pretty badly at the end of that time in Montreal. People seem to think that all of a sudden you're going to go there and it's going to be amazing. Not always the case. I'm hopeful that they're able to get this figured out. I've enjoyed my years covering Tampa Bay when I was there living in Sarasota. But I have to say that this is kind of ominous. This is like the first step toward potentially losing the franchise. That's kind of sad. Okay, coming up next, what we'll do is we'll check in with our good friend Michael Waldo from Statistics Fantasy Baseball. He's got the latest on everything going on this weekend. Can't wait to catch up with him next. I'm Craig Mish. This is FNTSY Radio. I'll be back, of course, on Monday at noon Eastern, but we still got about 30 minutes left in this show. So let's start with that next as Michael Waldo joins us here on FNTSY. Don't go away.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener's discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
866-484-9621. 866-484-9621. That's 866-484-9621.
Rain dance!
Make it rain.
When it comes to Zion, this is a guy who just thinks he's a locomotive, who thinks that he's just going to overpower people. I don't know that he's going to be able to do that as much in the NBA. He's not 6'8". He's not 6'9". This is not LeBron James steamrolling people. This is not Blake Griffin. This guy is 6'6". He is not going to bang around power forwards in the NBA. Zion is not overwhelming them with his power.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. We are happy to bring in our good friend from Fantastics Fantasy Baseball. You can hear him on the weekend hosting on Satellite Radio, the Fantastics Fantasy Baseball show. Of course, he's a good friend of mine. We love talking fantasy with Michael Waldo. and he joins us now here on the program. Michael, thank you so much for joining the show here on this Friday. How is everything going? How was your week last week?
Hey, pretty good. Yeah, thanks for having me back on. I think it's one of those times where we're approaching the mid-season. We're about halfway through, and I think you're starting to see the people who are not paying attention to baseball start to get weeded out. And those of us who do stick around for the long haul, this is our time to shine. This is time to make up some ground.
Yeah, it really is. And it's time to kind of figure out what is real and what is not. There's a couple of players who I've been talking about all week that I'd love to get your opinion on. And I'll start with the kid who I saw play here last weekend in Miami, Mike, Brian Reynolds from the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm so intrigued with this kid's talent, and he's played so well. But I would say it's amazing to me to think that do the Pirates go back down to this well again and trade another outfielder? Like, they had five guys, Mike, if you consider Marte, Polanco, Dickerson, Reynolds, right? And then they ended up trading Austin Meadows. They were just stacked at that position. They made a bad trade, it looks like, to get back Archer, who hasn't performed. Is there any chance that Reynolds is, like, fantasy viable? I mean, he could be their all-star this year. I mean, there's a legit shot of that.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely a pretty good shot at it, actually. I think, you look at it, and he's a guy who has a pretty good hit tool. And I think in terms of when you're seeing these guys who come up and do well right off the bat, and in terms of ability to sustain, I want to see that hit tool. And what I mean by that is, being able to have a good feel for the strike zone, being able to take walks, but also not strike out too much. And, we talk about batting eye, which is essentially walks divided by strikeouts. And while he's not quite at one, he's well above average, especially in this day and age where we are moving towards the three true outcomes. He's a guy who does make good contact with the ball. He hits the ball hard. And that's why we're seeing some of the home run data that we're seeing from the guy, who really has never shown that type of power at any level in the minor league. Not a great ballpark for it, so I don't know how much that's going to be sustainable. We're not talking about a guy who's going to be a perennial 25-30 home run guy with 315 batting average. I think we're going to see a little bit of regression to the batting average, but I think he's going to stay around 300. I expect that power to pull back. But yeah, is that fantasy viable? Absolutely, it's fantasy viable. So I love Reynolds. He's a guy that many of us got on the cheap on the waiver wire just because nobody knew who the heck he was. But again, when you're trying to find these prospects, looking for guys who are close, pretty equal in the walks to strikeouts category, that can help you kind of parse through and find the guys who can make the cut and those who don't. Kurt Kieboom is an example of a guy who had a really egregious batting eye, and now he's back in the minors.
Yeah, and I wonder if those guys get chances. I was just talking about Bobby Bradley of the Indians, who's just so much power, and I know he's going to come up, but the strikeout rate is just outrageous. And then you wonder, does he come up and does he become Chris Carter, where it's 170 with just home runs and nothing else? But okay, so let's move on here, Michael. We have not had a chance to talk about Dallas Keuchel, who signed with the Atlanta Braves, and he's going to make his first start of the season tonight at Washington. And it's crazy that we had to wait 90 days into the regular season for him to sign. In the NL-only leagues, as the fab budgets were cleared out by him, people bidding 10%, 15% of their budget just to acquire him. We know that his leash is going to be super long. He'll be in the rotation once every 5 days. But SunTrust Park is a different environment. He succeeded in the AL. I'm curious your thoughts on what Keuchel could be the rest of the way.
Yeah, if there's a guy who can survive in that type of environment, it's Keuchel. The ground ball rate is something that, he excels at. And I think that is really going to be the key factor for him in terms of success or failure. And what we saw from him when he was with the Astros was a little bit of inflated home run information, data. But that ground ball rate, that's going to be the savior. And that's kind of why I am pretty high up on him.
Yeah, and the other thing that I want to say is that when it comes to pitchers, and especially in this league, Mike, that we're having such a hard time identifying and having starting pitchers, I'm almost willing to at least roster and hold some of these pitchers. And we talked about the trio that made their debut this week. Is there one pitcher that you like more than the rest between Logan Allen on San Diego, who made his debut, and then, of course, Alzolay on the Cubs and Zach Gallen? If you had to rank those three or chase them this weekend in Fab, what would you do?
Yeah, you know, I think I don't see – it obviously depends a lot on the health of Kyle Hendricks in terms of how long Alzolay stays in that rotation. For me, you know, Craig, I actually like Logan Allen the best of the bunch, and I think I'd probably rank him in the way you threw him out. And for me, Allen, I think, has that strikeout upside. And similar to what we talk about with hitters, with being able to command the strike zone, not, you know, to walk too many guys, not strike out too many times. Pitchers, I want the same thing. I want to find guys who don't give a lot of free passes. Logan Allen kind of checks that box there. I like the fact that I think there's going to be an opportunity for him to stay in the rotation the rest of the season. Alzolay does not have that. I don't foresee that as something that he's going to finish the year in the rotation. Maybe he stays up with the big club, but I'm pretty high, Craig, in terms of from a FAB if you have a need. I think Logan Allen has that opportunity to stay the whole year. Now, how much FAB do you spend at this point? I can't recommend you spend much more than, you know, probably 5% of your total year-long budget, and depending on what you have left. You have to read what's left in the economy at this point. I don't like spending big on any of these pitchers who do get called up just for a spot start here or there, just because there is so much uncertainty. Not a top prospect by any means. And if the circumstances are right and he sticks, great. But if not, you don't want to be out there hanging on the wire because you wasted too much money on just these guys who might only get you one or two starts.
Yeah, and Mike, let's close out with this. From a strategy point of view, in terms of FAB budget or waiver order, we're a month away now from the trade deadline, and you know as well as I do that on August 1st, because there's no second trade deadline, there's going to be more movement in fantasy on August 1st than any day in the baseball season with the amount of players that are going to be going back and forth and closers and starters. Is it wise to now stand pat and hold what you got, or is it just come down to comparing what you have as compared to the rest of the league at this point?
It's both. I mean, you need to compare what you have with the rest of the league, but you need to reserve some back for that. I mean, the first FAB after the trade deadline is going to be crazy, especially if you are in an only league where you're going to have players who switch leagues and suddenly become available in the pool. You need to be reserving a big portion of your FAB. Closers are going to be the biggest, like you said, and that's why you need to start speculating on these teams that are, you know, kind of tinkering whether they're on in contention or not, because those are the closers that are going to be dealt. So, you know, I don't know if we're at that point yet to make those judgment calls, but I think that as we get closer to July, you know, mid-July, you know, a couple FABs before the trade deadline, that's where we need to start picking up these handcuffs of the teams that look like they're going to be out of contention. And that way you're not having to spend a bunch of money later. And then if they don't, you know, if the closer doesn't get traded, no harm, no foul. You can drop the handcuff, and it really doesn't hurt you. Rostering a guy for a week or two just as a speculation for a closer, that's not going to be harmful whatsoever. So that's kind of the way I handle it.
Michael Waldo's with us from Fantistics. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with Fantistics these days, both with baseball and football. I know July, for some people, feel like the corner turns toward football season. I know, Mike, you know I don't think that way. I keep going here with baseball as long as possible. But for those people who are subscribers to you and the software, what's been going on lately with you guys over at Fantistics Fantasy Baseball and football, for that matter?
Yeah, we only have, I think, two guaranteed weekends left for Insider Baseball up over at SiriusXM.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're on 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time over there, and you know, what we're going to be talking about, at least on tomorrow and Saturday, is digging into, I talked a little bit about a couple weeks ago when I was on your show, but hard hit rate on fly balls. And I believe that that's a huge indicator for home run to fly ball rate. And I'm digging into that with all the analysis to support it. And I think if you're looking for kind of a silver bullet metric to track and see who are the guys who are getting lucky on home runs and who are the guys that are getting unfortunate, this is it. And so we're going to be deep diving into that. I'm looking forward to it. It has a 0.62 correlation with home run to fly ball rate, just that one metric alone. And I really think it's a new frontier for being able to track and check on talent level of these power hitters.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, for pitchers, the other thing I'm looking at is the spin rate, man. Like, the RPMs is really popping up as a big indicator as well. Mike, always a pleasure catching up with you here on the show. Thank you so much for coming on. And looking forward to catching up with you again, hopefully next week if you have the time. Thank you again, and best of luck in all of your leagues this weekend.
You too, Craig. Thank you.
Michael Waldo joining us. You can follow him on Twitter, @MichaelWaldo, here on the show. Coming up next, we will take a look at Dallas Keuchel as he gets ready to make his Major League 2019 debut against the Washington Nationals. We'll also have the results, and then we'll do our segment from You Make the Call. And then at the top of the hour, we'll turn it over to our friends at Full Time Fantasy. They're standing by, and then Game Time Decisions, a huge slate of baseball tonight. Always, of course, on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and Gabe Morency and the guys will get you ready for that. And then don't forget, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the best way to access this show is the FNTSY app. No matter how or where you are listening right now, if you download that app, just put your information in there, register for free. You can just press the button on my show. You'll get all of the things that I do here on the program, all of the interviews, individual players, information, breakdown, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week access. If you're one of those people that's just a big podcast guy and you enjoy listening on the iTunes app, I appreciate that as well. But do me one favor. Make sure you like and subscribe to the show, so therefore it gets populated and sent to you every single day. Timeout is upon us here. We'll come back with plenty more here on FNTSY Radio. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here on the show until 2 o'clock Eastern, and we'll be right back after this quick timeout. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Fantasy Sports Today, Craig Mish back with you here, 1:40 Eastern. If you're listening live, appreciate all the support. We're about 3 weeks into our show. Having a blast being able to broadcast live via every day, and then, of course, go back later on and listen on demand on the FNTSY app. You can get in the game at DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Life is more fun when you have skin in the game, so test your skills at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Go to sportsgrid.com/DK to claim your risk-free $500 bet. That is a $500 risk-free bet at DraftKings Sportsbook when you go to sportsgrid.com/DK. Claim your risk-free bet today. If you want to dial up this show, here is the phone number, 844-843-6879. Also, at Craig Mish on Twitter. If you'd like to get in touch with me that way, that is perfectly fine. Let me give you a quick update on what is happening in baseball today. Jed Hoyer, the general manager of the Cubs, said this morning in advance of their game this afternoon, which starts in about 30 minutes from now, that the team has discussed using Adbert Alzolay and Tyler Chatwood as part of a six-man rotation, with Chatwood as the opener and Alzolay as the middle guy. So that certainly is interesting. And by the way, if this is the way the Cubs choose to do this and Alzolay gets through the fifth inning in most cases, he's going to get some wins if they're up. Normally, when you have these middle guys and the closers, it's not always the best idea to roster them in fantasy leagues. But there's no question that you want the guy that's going to pitch through that fifth inning. And if Alzolay is the guy, then I think that I'd be in on that. So let's see what happens this weekend and see if they employ him again. I'm very, very curious about that. By the way, I mentioned that full-time fantasy is coming up, and I apologize, I was wrong there. Coming up is Make It Rain. We're going to replay that show coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, so just want to clarify that for you. Okay, the poll is now complete, and let me give you the results of the one subject that we will talk about here on Fantasy Sports Today that you make the call on. Option one, LeVar Ball-type TV bans of different people that you don't want to see. Oscar Mercado, is he legit for the Indians? That's choice two. And choice three is start sit fantasy pitcher. Well, 22% of you voted for Oscar Mercado, so you don't want to hear about him. That's fine. 34% of you wanted to hear about some start sit fantasy pitchers, which was close to the top, but not the winner. The winner is LeVar Ball type TV bans. So let us, for a few minutes, talk about what you don't want to see on TV. But really, it's what I don't want to see on TV. Now, watching TV for me is different than what it used to be. Most people, just like when you're listening to this show, are listening by cutting the cord, listening live, listening on an app somewhere, and I think that we're going to continue that. But no matter how you feel about it, here is the truth of the matter. Stations like TV stations like ESPN are always going to be prominent. They're always going to be number one, and they're always going to be around. They're always going to be in hotels across the country. They're always going to be in your homes, on your phone, very easily accessible, okay? So no matter what and how you feel about the programming, which I think certainly will change and has changed through the years, I think that stations like ESPN will always be prominent in the discussion as it pertains to the reality of sports. The one thing that I'm most curious about, and it doesn't really fall into the LeVar Ball category because he's just a bit player on these shows, is the debate shows that are out there. I believe that these kind of found their origin from Pardon the Interruption, which to me was the gold standard of debate shows. But the difference between those, like that kind of show, and the ones that we see now is I feel like the debate shows that are on now, both on ESPN and Fox Sports 1, I believe is the other one, right? With Skip Bayless, he moved from ESPN to Fox Sports, is that so much of it is pre-produced. And yes, so much of it is like a reality show. And I'm always up for a good debate. I've hosted shows where I've debated with my co-host and we've chosen to debate a topic. And we pick sides on the topic, and it gets very well pre-produced and produced, and it sounds good in the end. A debate is always good. It's always fun. But I think that we've gone to these crazy levels because the hosts are defending and making these hot takes that are just so insane and so wrong that I can't believe that this is what people want to watch. I would say that these hosts on television are so supremely talented. I never knock anybody's hustle, and I never knock the ability for these people to make money. And that includes all radio hosts across the country. Like, some of the best work in the country is being done by Colin Cowherd. Yes, he's wrong a lot. Yes, he gets called out a lot. Yes, his takes are off a lot. The guy's hosting like a four-hour radio show solo, you know? Like, those things are not easy to do. And so while they do have talent, I wonder if we've gotten just so caught up in this hot take stuff that if you had to ask me what I don't want to see or the people that I don't want to see, I don't have a knock against anybody as an individual. I'm cool with anyone being on TV because I want everybody to make a living. No matter how many times Stephen A. Smith may mess up names like Hunter Henry on TV, people tune in. People like him. And I give people like that all the credit in the world for being on there. For me, it's just more about the format. I'm fine with reality TV. My wife watches a ton of reality TV. In fact, our DVR is filled with all of these housewives shows and Vanderpump and dating shows and all that stuff, and she loves it, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. But I just don't really want that in my sports. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being too old school. But two dudes yelling at each other at a bar, I think, is what's fun at a bar. I don't want to spend 2 hours of two guys yelling about a topic, and I know that both of them could kind of take it either way on the topic. They really don't care. It's just for the television. It's for good theater. And it's not always good theater. So I've really fallen sour on that. I'm up for a good debate. I still think that, through all the years, and I don't know how many years Pardon the Interruption's been on. I'm going to say maybe almost, has it been 20 years? Or at least 10 years since Pardon the Interruption's been on. Probably longer than that. So when I watch that show, there's going to be bad takes everywhere. There's going to be a lot of bad takes on this show too. But the production of it and the topics that they discuss and are so short and to the point, and there's no superficialness to it. I feel like in 2 or 3 years, we're going to be switching away from this stuff. I don't know. I don't see it. I think we'll go back to other things. I don't know why the talent and the people at ESPN are constantly written about, talked about, and how they're good, they're bad, they're ugly, whatever. I don't get that part. I suppose that's the celebrity of sports, is being on ESPN. But for me, I at some point hope that we can go back to actually talking about games. Maybe it's boring. Maybe it'll never happen. The theater of the games has taken over much more, but every single time I turn on these shows, it's just them arguing about a player that doesn't like this player. And by the way, they back up those two-hour shows, those debate shows, with another two-hour debate show with two other people. I think 5 years from now, they're done. Not ESPN. I just think those shows are just... they're catering basically to people who aren't working here at home, I suppose, right? And wasn't there that long period of time, and this is not to put them exactly in the same category, but let's be honest, how long did those shows like Jerry Springer last on TV, right? Like, what, 7, 10 years? There were a million of those kind of shows where they bring on the person and they're yelling at them, and is it this person's baby or is it not, right? Those were the most popular daytime shows on TV. A lot of them were fake, made up. Jerry Springer was the one that was the most popular, right? They would scream for Jerry. They would, the bodyguard would get the guy, Wilkos, right? He has his own show too now. He's still going. So there's always going to be an audience for these sort of things, but they're not nearly as popular as they were before. Like, when Jerry Springer was on 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that was like, you set your clock around that. And the judges' shows, right? Judge Judy and it stemmed from the People's Court. Yeah, Judge Mills Lane, right, Chris? Yeah, and eventually they go away. I think this is the same thing. So, long story short, if you're asking me, the type of personalities I don't want to see on TV anymore. I would never take a shot like that as an individual who's making money and who's providing for their family. That's not something that I would do. I just don't like seeing those shows anymore. I'm done. The yelling each other at each other back and forth, it just doesn't interest me. Find me good interviews. Find me good topics. And we can debate those all day long. Doesn't even have to be stats. It can be opinion. Like the Rays to Montreal thing. That's a great opinion. I'm sure they did that on those shows today. But every time I turn on, it's this NBA guy fighting with Harden. Or what's going to be with the Lakers? Or we heard this, that this guy hates each other. It's like never about the games anymore. Never. Hopefully that will change in the future, but I'm not optimistic about the next couple of years, that's for sure. By the way, Pardon the Interruption has been on for 18 years, and it is still going strong. That to me was the gold standard for TV. I remember watching that and recording that, and when DVRs first came out, and wanting to see that every single day. Now I basically just watch Netflix and I record other things, and not the biggest fan of what goes on there. Okay, so that's your You Make the Call segment. Hopefully I came through for you on that one. I will do this. Coming up next, have an exit velocity. And then what we're going to do is at the top of the hour, in case you missed Make It Rain, we're going to turn it back over to that program. And Chris, was this the show that I was on earlier with Dane? Okay, so guess what? You guys get me for another segment in the next show, because I was on with Dane this morning. He was solo, I believe, as Joe Ranieri had the day off. So Dane will be up next for the next 2 hours on Make It Rain. You can listen to that show and get my opinion on a lot of things going on in sports. I'll have a chance to weigh in on that as well. And then on Monday, folks, we'll be back here at 2 o'clock noon Eastern. We will have a recap of the weekend in fantasy baseball, and then, of course, bring you some of the top minds in the industry all of next week and all of the week after that. And then the fun really begins, because I'll be in New York at the studios at FNTSY, and we got some fun things planned for you that week. It's the All-Star break. There's no games in baseball Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so we thought that we would have some fun for a few days and kind of cook up something different. So I'll be with you guys Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll have a day off for the first time since I started on Thursday, and then I'll be back, of course, on Friday to preview the entire Major League Baseball schedule as they get back underway after the All-Star game. If you want to dial up the show, here's how it's done. 844-843-6879. If you follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio, when the shows are over, we post clips from and audio promotions of the different things that you may have missed on the show. But of course, all you got to do is download our app or Stitcher or go to audioboom.com, and you can hear the show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Coming up next, it's time for a little exit velocity on the show, and then we say so long on this Friday. Craig Mish here on FNTSY Radio, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
The window.
Darius Garland didn't see him play. Played 5 games at Vanderbilt this year. Hard to really give you a scouting report, but people love him. Point guard, who's a big-time recruit coming out of the Tennessee area, and Vanderbilt was surprisingly signed him, and then he tore his ACL, and he only played 5 games, so it's hard to go on his college record, but experts are very big on Darius Garland as well.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here as we wrap up the week of programming here on FST. And don't worry, we'll be right back here on Monday at noon Eastern. Got my son's 7th birthday party coming up this Sunday. And Bavone has got a big weekend ahead of him. A lot of napping. Before we get out of here, let's take care of one of the hot topics that I got for you in fantasy here on FNTSY. And we tend to call it our last segment of the show, which means we are making our exit. So we dubbed it Exit Velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Exit Velocity.
Nice velocity.
It's going to be interesting when Top Gun 2 comes out, if we still go with this song or if they still go with the song. They have to change it. Okay, our Exit Velocity segment for the day. Now that I've been on for 3 weeks, I think I can comfortably say this. How dare you guys consider quitting fantasy baseball, for those of you who are playing in season-long leagues. Have you not learned anything from me over the last 10 years, and now you're listening to me on our new channel, listening to Fantasy Baseball Discussion? When we get to August, I'm okay with it, all right? You guys want to quit at that point and get into fantasy baseball if you're not winning, I'll accept it. You want to get out at that point and get into football, that's fine. I do not want to hear about it right now. You need to grind this thing out. You have people in your leagues that have paid a lot of money to be in these leagues. Be competitive. Stay active. Next couple of months, you'll have plenty of time. September, October, November, December, January to quit. Don't do it now. I'm here for you. I will help you. At Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio. That's our Exit Velocity segment for the day. Wow, super hot take there. Thanks again. It's been a fun week of doing the shows with you guys again. And we'll be back on Monday for some more shenanigans, more fun, more polls, more Exit Velocity, more three up, three down. And some different voices throughout the week as well, I believe, in terms of people who I'm trying to get here on the show. Thanks again to Letty Beldick, the legend. Thank you to Michael Waldo of Fantastics. And, of course, thank you to my producer, Chris Pavona, for helping me out all week long. I will speak to you guys again on Monday right here on FantasySportsNetwork.com or FNTSY. And coming up next, it's a replay of Make It Rain. My name is Craig Mish. I wish you all a great weekend, and I will speak to you on Monday at noon. See ya!